This is People's High School podcast on immigration. How many immigrants are in People's High School?
We have approximately 1,300 pupils in our school and a small number of immigrants. They predominantly come from Poland, but some are from South Africa, Sri Lanka, America and Canada.
What has changed in the migration flows in Scotland in the last 10 years?
On average, 90,000 people move to Scotland every year and 70,000 leave.
What help is given to foreign students in your school?
Support is given through extra time for exams if English is their second language. They may also get translators if they can't understand lessons. Usually get with a match with a buddy to settle in. And for parents who don't speak English, translators are there at parents' evenings.
Explain your point of view about the actual level of integration achieved by foreign students in your school.
People's High School is a predominantly white school, so immigrants may feel out of place. If they struggle to make friends, then they may feel isolated. Every student has a pastoral teacher who they can talk to if they're struggling. Our school is very accepting. We welcome and support people from all backgrounds, which means that immigrants are integrated into our schools well and quickly.
Describe examples of integration, either positive or negative, in your country.
Positive.
In skills, it means that pupils can learn about other cultures and languages. The Scottish Government has introduced a refugee integration strategy, and immigrants bring a lot of different food to the UK. The UK's health service is heavily reliant on staff from overseas. 12.5% of the NHS employees in the UK are foreign nationals. One in four doctors are foreign nationals, and foreign workers are vital to keep the NHS running smoothly. The UK is completely dependent on foreign workers to pick fruit and vegetables. Only 1% of seasonal farm workers are British. In 2018, there was 30 to 40% too few workers. This meant that a lot of fruit and veg was not picked and was wasted.
Negative. Some language barriers, especially for children, if there's not a translator. Research has shown that migrants in small Scottish communities find it harder to integrate as they often struggle to conform to cultural norms. Some schools struggle to cope with large numbers of immigrant children as they don't have the resources to teach students who don't have English as their first language. Some people feel that immigrants take jobs away from unemployed Scottish people. However, not all of these people are willing to work in these unskilled jobs. Children integrate best when they are able to join clubs and sporting activities. However, low income can prevent children taking part.
How could you improve integration of foreign students in general?
In school, more translators available will be needed. We should increase numbers of teachers coming from a migrant background to increase role models. In society, we should make sure that they're able to access jobs, benefits, and the NHS just easily as Scottish people can.